Welcome to Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru. This mic is really hot. We just heard Beldam Records. It's been an album that's been keep on playing from the Merveille Town. And I played this because there's new publication. As you might know, Merveille Town is started by a collective called 100 Rabbits. 100 Rabbits is Devin and Reka, two people I've met a couple years ago or something. I did an interview with Devin on this show, actually, a year ago. And they wrote a book of their travel from Japan to Victoria, Busy Doing Nothing. It's a beautiful book. You should check it out. It's fairly easy read. And in that book, they describe their travel on this 30-footer sailboat. It's kind of more of not a speedboat, but a race boat. It's a small, I think, Suzuki boat. And their first book was pretty good. Really, I mean, simple, but I thought it was pretty inspiring. Devin and Reka were on top of the hipster trip of being in Tokyo, game designer and graphic designer, and both from Montreal, and decided to give it all up and start traveling on a boat for the last 7 years, 8 years, for a while now. And so their first book, was pretty interesting. And they just released their second book, and that's why I'm partly dedicating this show to them. And their new book called Wiki Topher. Not too sure yet what the title is all about. I just started reading it yesterday. So it's a sci-fi interesting book with a beautiful illustration from Reka and Rick Bell. And you can download, I think they have it open sourced. You can download it in their repository, and also you can submit some pull requests if there's typos and things you want to fix. So it's a nice way to publish a book. And so far it's been a very fun read and beautiful illustration, and I invite you to come and check it out, 100 Rabbit. I think it's 100, the number 100 and R, and .co being their website. So I thought we'd play a bit of music from their Helmut Bray. It's a compilation, but also Alice Effect is the name of the Devin artist. So they created video games as well as music and books. So check it out, Wiki Topher on 100rabbit.co. You can also find them on merveille.town. That's a Mastodon community there. Let's listen to Les Habitants du Soleil, Neptune 7757. Some sort of a... You'll discover.
Thank you.
This was Alice Effect with Nepturne 7757. Alice Effect is the artist's name of Devin. Devin being part of the art collective of 100 Rabbits. And 100 Rabbits, who just released a new book called Wikitofer. Yeah, feel free to check it out, 100rabbit.co, 100r.co. I think the book is $5, and you can donate more if needed. Devin and Rekha has been living on their boat for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years or something like that. And yeah, the person who wrote the book, Rekha, she's also just published an article about creating her own font for her cartoon or comics. And yeah, she goes through the whole open source stack. It's a fun thing to create the font. Definitely a fun activity as a designer to get to that place. And on Linux, you have a pretty good stack if you want to. She's using GIMP, but you can also be using Inkscape, for example, to do that. And it's a nice process. Shout out for people in Calm, Clodium, SCM, Ragzu, and Cake the Idiot, and Fog. Thanks for sticking around for the show. So let's maybe continue in music. You can find their music on Bandcamp under Alice Effect. This is another album, Portalion, and the nice cover of the album is Pino, their boat named Pino. And yeah, we'll talk more books after this musical. This was Alice Effect with their album Portalion, Moebius Lift Ascension is the title of the track. You're listening to Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru today, talking about books, I guess, starting with Hundred Rabbits, a new book called Wiki Topher that I just started reading yesterday. But yeah, on my Gopher, I started to list more of the books that I'm reading, and I thought that would be a good segue into the radio show. So if you're used to read my Gopher, I'll try to always keep a list there of everything that I'm reading. One thing that I've been very surprised by is a book, an old book actually, from D.T. Suzuki. I guess this is a book that's been quite well known because it's been first published in 1964. So, like, 60 years ago. And I'm not sure how well known Zen, like when's the Zen was, it's a book about Zen Buddhism. I wonder when Zen was introduced into North American society before World War II. And but after the first war, maybe there was a bit of an opening. Anyway, so Suzuki is a well-known Zen teacher, sometime named Crooked Cucumber for whatever reason. And my understanding of Zen came from my practice of Zen meditation back in Montreal in a small dojo there under the lineage of a teacher who was called Tyson Deshimaru. And Tyson Deshimaru came to France in the late 60s, 70s or something, and so started a lineage there that that were all translated in French, so which makes it a little easier for us French Quebecers. So this book, the book that I read way back about Zen, was first published in 74, and it was quite a pragmatic book. I found that a lot of the Zen information out there is quite pragmatic. It's Zen is Zazen type of thing. Like the goal of Zen is to sit in Zazen, and it's a very pure form of Buddhism, if you want to use that word. So there's a lot less symbolism or a lot less reflection on the text and all that than other sorts of Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism or Pure Land Buddhism, with all their rituals and such. So Buddhism started in India and kind of moved up to China and then to Japan and Asia. And Zen kind of came from the Chan lineage in China and then ended up in Japan under the word, the name Zen Buddhism. But in Japan, there was quite an influence of other religion, with the Shinto, Shintoism and Taoism and other ideas, other philosophy out there. So I find that Zen, the way it's studied or the way it showed, it's often almost like a martial art, right? You have your dojo, you have your zafu and your zabuto, you have all the tools and the way you go and sit and meditate with the incense, and it's very pragmatic, martial art inspired almost, I kind of forgot of, you know, it's kind of Buddhist roots somehow. I saw Zen Buddhism more as a practice than a thought system. So by reading that book, that new book to me, that's very old, An Introduction to Zen Buddhism from D.T. Suzuki, it reminded me of the beauty of Zen. And in that book, there's a very, very long introduction from Carl Gustav Jung. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that introduction. But it's quite a comparative of all the religions, or more of a comparing Catholicism with Zen and trying to decipher what Zen is all about compared to what the mystical Christianity could compare to, and talking about the rituals, but also Satori. Satori, that is kind of the enlightenment. And the introduction from Carl Gustav Jung in the book, although quite interesting, I like his writing, or I like Carl Gustav Jung ideas. His writing are sometimes a little hard to digest, I find, for French-speaking. And I think he's German, and I assume a lot of his writing are translated from German to English. And I think a lot of words don't translate from German to English, at least. And I think if I was German-speaking, I would understand Carl Gustav Jung a little better. So his introduction is very long. He could have a whole book about it. I guess he wanted to write a book about Zen, and having the introduction of that book was pretty good for him. So after that long introduction from Carl Gustav Jung, you have the explanation of what is Zen and what is Zen Buddhism from Suzuki. And it's a very fun, refreshing, surprisingly. I didn't think I would be, I would see Zen in a different way by reading a book that's been written 60 years ago about Zen. But it brings Zen a lot closer to Taoism, or if you've read the Tao Te Ching, and how it's difficult to explain what the Tao is. It's not, words are not good enough to explain what the Tao is. Mostly because it's something that is defined as an experience or a sensation. So Suzuki talks about Zen a little bit in a similar way as the Tao Te Ching, that, you know, the Tao that is defined is not the Tao. And goes into more of a kind of a mystical aspect of Zen, which is surprising to me because of the more pragmatic approach to Zen Buddhism that I thought, you know, this kind of purified or kind of really simple way of seeing Zen Buddhism is just the meditation being the only very important part of the whole philosophy. But there's something a lot more mystical behind it. And in that book, it's a short book, an Introduction to Zen Buddhism from Suzuki. It should be public, what do you call it, without copyright now? Is that something that happens 60 years down the road? In any case, you can find the book the way you find books. And it's a very nice way. And because of the way it is explained, Zen Buddhism is a way of life. It's not just a practice. It's everything you do is Zen Buddhism when you follow or understand, or what could you say it in a less intellectual way, when you dissolve your reality into this explanation of what Zen Buddhism is. it becomes your whole life. So it's a nice book to just get this idea. And of course, any religion or any philosophy, it has to change the core idea of reality. If not, it's not really, you know, if it's a set of belief and practices and it doesn't change the way you see reality, well, it's just kind of a exercise in futility. It's not something that will help you evolve. But by reading that book from Suzuki, it kind of reminded me that Zen is a way of life, that every aspect of the reality you live in can be defined through that explanation of Zen. And it's been very refreshing. It's also changed the way I see karate. Karate, that is, you know, a Japanese martial art. Again, that came pretty much from India and went through China, through Kung Fu, and finally came to Japan. Karate has also this kind of very Zen-like feeling. It's a very simple martial art, very clean and very minimal, very Zen, I said. Karate is very Zen, but there's something very deep. Now, I've just passed my second Q of brown belt, there's no H there. So my understanding of karate is deepening. It's been 7 years now that I've been doing karate. And at first I thought that karate was not a great martial art, but that's what was around here, so might as well do it, because I've been doing martial art most of my life. But now I'm discovering the subtleties of karate, like the depth of the practice. And reading that book about Zen at the same time, it's been very refreshing. Through simplicity, there's something very deep and powerful that can be discovered. All right, let's get back to El Metbre, The Land, from Beldam Record. This is a track from Metacin called Brume. This was a song called Brume from the artist Metacine from Beldam Record. And this is El Medbray. It's a compilation from a group of artists hanging out on Merveille.town, which is a Mastodon, which is a kind of open source Twitter-ish. Twitter seems such a dirty word now. We have a question on Calm. Is this the 36th year? Is this the 36th year? That's a very deep question, I think. I have no idea if this is the 36th year of something. You're listening to DJ Damaru, and this is a bit of a festivity of their new book. 100 Rabbit just released a new book called Wikitofer. And I invite you to go and download it or buy it or check it out on 100r.co, 100 Rabbit, Devin and Rekha, their second books. And they are making video games and music and all of that on their little boat called Pinot, which is parked right now in Victoria. I should go and have a visit soon, but it's so far from interior BC. Oh, 36th year of SDF. It could be. I thought 36th. That sounds about right. I was saying that we should the music we just heard is from Beldam Records, and on SDF and on Radio there used to be some albums that were created. I think there's 5 or 6 music compilation when there were a lot of musician on the server. I think there's as much musician, but maybe not as much sharing of music. I don't publish any music these days. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's all going to happen at once. I'm going to have a 1 year of music creation, and I'll be like, here's 5 albums, but maybe not. So I was taking also the time to talk about other books that I'm reading. I think it's a nice way to share some information about the world and what's happening in this world. I started doing that on my Gopher site just to say, hey, I'm reading this. If you enjoy doing that, share with me. And the book I'm reading, well, one of the book I'm reading right now, it's the Introduction to Zen from Suzuki. And invite anyone to check it out. It's a quick, well, is it a quick read? It looks like a quick read in a digital book. It's just a nice different perspective, I find. It's a nice refreshing view on Zen, although it's not so new, which brought me to have another view on the karate practice that I'm doing here. Other book that I've been trying to read, I saw that Roger Penrose is still publishing books around, and one of his latest books in 2017 was called Fashion, Fate, and Fantasy. And in the new physics of the universe, it sounds very exciting. And I'm laughing because I was like, oh yeah, let's read Penrose. It's going to be a great read. And he's going to explain the new physics of the universe. And it's not an easy read. I assume some people might be able to follow along. I think my scientific mind has a bit of a limitation there. I'm scanning through the ebook right now, and looks fun. And maybe I'll give it another try. I think I know Penrose because of the visual programming that I did in the past, where you would use a Penrose algorithm to create these semi-fractal views of patterns and things like that. And he's not happy with the definition of the universe as we have now, or the physics of the universe. So he's re-explaining that. I'm sure a lot of people would have a lot of fun reading that. I had a bit of a hard time reading Penrose, and maybe it was a little too tired or something. I don't know. Tried to make excuses, but he might be overly technical for my mind, and my mind likes. I really like. The Wiki Toko for it was actually a pretty good. And the introduction to Zen Buddhism, live coding as well. I like the character Roger Penrose. I've watched a few of the interviews online, and I was really kind of excited. I was like, "Oh wow, this is fun!" I mean, our view of reality, I find it's kind of limited. The science, human science, I find kind of very basic. We're really kind of factual about things, and which makes it hard to explain. You know, there's so many things we can't explain right now. There's so many calculation that doesn't work. When you talk about the universe, people, it's an impossibility. We live in a world that's still impossible to the science that we have right now. When they talk about the universe, there's, you know, it's a thing that is expanding, over, you know, always expanding, but there's no limit to the universe. So you cannot ever be on the edge of the universe, and you're kind of always at the center of the universe, wherever you are within the universe. So it's this kind of infinite continuum, and there's no real way to explain reality. So I like when people are questioning the physics of reality and the universe, and kind of trying to figure things out in a different way, because science is not able to explain. And I always find it kind of funny when people are over relying on science to justify everything they're doing, while science itself admit that is like, well, we don't know. There's so many things science just go like, meh, we haven't tested it, we have no idea. And until then, you know, there's no position. You know, science doesn't know everything, and it's just a technique to understand reality. And it's really refreshing to see Roger Penrose in his talk, in his book, to kind of like, hey, let's redefine this a little bit so it makes sense. And maybe I'll get back to the book and see. I'm kind of still excited about his book, but he's really theoretical, and I haven't been doing a lot of university study myself, so I find that sometimes reading very intellectual writer doesn't gel super well. But anyway, it is out there for you. Penrose, Fashion, Fate, and Fantasy. It might be the book you've been waiting for. Let's get back in music with Alice Effect with Stray from the Oasis from the album Children of the Bramble. We'll be right back. We just listened to Straight from the Oasis from Children of Bremble from the artist Alice Effect. Alice Effect, who is Devin from the collective 100 Rabbits. And 100 Rabbits just released a new book a couple of days ago, last week, called Wiki Topher. No idea why Wiki Topher. And I'll figure it out as I'm reading the book right now. Rick was doing the writing and also the illustration. It's a beautifully illustrated book. And you can have the digital version, the PDF. I think they are offering the first chapter for free and then you can buy it. But it's also open source, so you can download it if you need to. It's always nice to support directly the artists. I think they're selling it on itch.io. Itch.io. Itch. Is that the real name? Or ikt? Ikt. Itch.io. Itch.io. Yeah, a store that is for games and artists and digital goods like music and books. Listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution, and today I'm checking out a few books that I've been, it's been in my library, I've been reading about, and it's been pretty, pretty inspiring. So I wanted to share some of them with you, and Wiki Topher being one of them, and then Suzuki, the Ethian Introduction to Zen Buddhism, a very old book, I guess, a 60 years old book, but I was quite refreshed with its view on Zen Buddhism. That is often, for me, I've always oversimplified it, maybe, and now observing more of the mystical aspect of Zen Buddhism, and yeah, it was kind of refreshing and exciting. Roger Penrose, Fashion, Faith, and Fantasy. And the another book that I read a couple of weeks ago, Jorge Luis Borges and The Book of Imaginary Being. It's a very cute book, again, from the 70s, 74. It's a book about all the imaginary being, and it's more like of a dictionary. It's super cute. And so you just go through it, and it's all these different monsters and beings and defining from different cultures, and so it doesn't go anywhere, but it just talks about that, and it was just refreshing, kind of a fun itchy skin itch.io. Yeah, I don't know, it's I have no idea where the name itch.io comes in from. Fog in the chat is putting his vote that it's like itchy, like itchio, itchio, no, like itching. So yeah, that latest book, The Book of Imaginary Being. The first edition had a certain amount, a few, and then the second version, they just added a lot more. I don't know if I can catch that quickly in the publication notes. It's without any disrespect, it's something you would have in your bathroom, and you could read like a couple months or a couple imaginary being each time, depending how long you stay in the bathroom. This is getting cringy a little bit. But anyway, it's a book that you can just read a few. And what did they say here? The first publication was 1957 and the second edition with 34 additional article. And then I think they had another version with even more imaginary being. So anyway, it's just a very fun book. And they go one after the other with all the, for example, An Animal Imagined by Kafka. And then they talk about Kafka the metamorphosis bug in Kafka. And so they go through all the literature and mythology. So yeah, it's super cute. It's a fun, easy, a lot easier book to read than Roger Penrose, if to compare to anything right now. So yeah, that's about that for today. Some books, some music, some book lunch, and a little bit about Zen Buddhism, not too much. I hope you enjoy the ride. We'll close today with another track from Beldam Records, Helmut Bray, The Land. Tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be online and making some more music. Last week, I only had a music mix of, just a DJ mix of meditative music, maybe I would say, but there was no meditation being guided. So this is DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution, every Tuesday, 1600 UTC. And on Wednesdays, 1500 UTC, sometimes we have a guided meditation, and sometimes I just mix music, and sometimes I just talk. Have a great day, and if you want to connect or chat more, come in the come section of sdf.org, or you can email jeff@sdf.org. Thank you for listening.